The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk some football with our man B-Mac, Brian McFadden. He's got a terrific podcast called All Things Covered. He works for CBS Sports as an NFL analyst. And B-Mac, I was saying to Mike, what's going on in this Falcon locker room, man, with the four-game losing streak, and you are in first place. You were in command of everything in front of you, and now it feels like you're in a must-win situation. What's going on in that locker room?
I mean, this is where your leaders, you know, stand up and they showcase their ability to lead, because you got to keep the locker room together. This has been a horrible stretch for the Falcons. A lot of things have gone wrong on either side of football field in terms of play, you know, coaching. But there's no reason to point the fingers. Right now you got to get everyone together, get under one accord, and win a ball game, because you still have an opportunity to control your own destiny. You still have an opportunity to do everything that you wanted to do, which is most importantly win the division, because that will warrant a playoff spot. And we know one thing, guys, only one team from the NFC South will get into the playoffs, and that's the team that wins the division. And all of that will go down the drain, in my opinion, if you lose Monday against the Raiders.
Yeah, man, as we used to joke around with Arthur Smith, we're not scoring enough points. It's kind of a thing. And no offensive touchdowns. And Brian, talk about it. And I think we all get it. There's I call it politics or call it the team dynamic. When you go with one quarterback who's getting paid big bucks, he's expected to see it through. If you bring in but we've never had a situation like this where we got a first round draft pick waiting in the wings. So would it completely discombobulate things if Penix comes out and doesn't do well? Could you still go back to Cousins, or then that's just a bigger mess?
That's a great question. I think right now is not the right time to go with Penix. And the reason why I'm saying that, guys, is because Kirk Cousins was good enough to help you become 6-3. Whatever reason, we're starting to see inconsistent play from him, you know, over the last four ball games. But the entire operation has been bad. You can't put all four losses on one guy, right? Especially last week. I mean, Kirk Cousins wasn't playing in the secondary. And you guys remember throughout some of the conversations we've had, you know, getting ready for the season. That was something that we all talked about and partly being concerned with, the lack of experience in the secondary when it comes to corners outside of A.J. Terrell. Well, that really showed up this past Sunday against Minnesota. So I'll say I wouldn't make a change right now, but I can tell you this much, guys. If you lose to the Raiders for whatever reason, right, because the Raiders is they're a bad team. All three levels, three phases, they're a bad team. If you lose to the Raiders, now you got to make something happen. You got to make a change, and I think that would be the opportunity to bring bring Michael Penix in.
We're talking with Brian McFadden here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game about all things in the National Football League as we count down to the playoffs, guys. We're just a few weeks away. I know it sounds crazy, but we're heading into Week 15, and this is a big week for the Falcons, which is why we're discussing this particular moment and this losing streak that's going on. As far as you say you're not sure why he deserves this opportunity, because that's what Ra has said. Mm-hmm. What are guys saying, though? I mean, like, this is where I'm getting to. You and I both know, B, being in locker rooms and being around them, that everybody is not thinking this. Like, some people might be thinking, you know what? He kind of lost this thing, man. I mean, like, we need to move in another direction, even though they might not be saying it.
Yeah, the thing about the guys in the locker room, they see each player every day. They see each player go through their prep in terms of practices. They see everything that these guys are doing. So maybe the guys in the locker room say, you know what, that is true. Because we see some things from Michael Penix in practices that kind of shows us he's not quite ready yet. Mm-hmm. And then we see some things from Kirk Cousins that makes us believe he's going to get back to being the quarterback that we saw in the first 2 months of the season. And to Rob's point, he's earned every right. No question, I think he has earned the right because he was a quarterback that was really thriving. You know, you were 6-3 in the first 9 games. Mm-hmm. And like I said, not one person is to blame for everything that has happened with the Atlanta Falcons over the last 4 weeks. Defense has been bad. When the defense has been good, the offense has been bad. You know, when you talk about protecting the quarterback, haven't been able to do that, can't keep the football clean, there's a lot of things that have circulated. But this is a must-win. This is the most important game for the Atlanta Falcons because you're playing against a very, very bad team, and you're playing on a national stage. So everything that you do will be seen, good or bad. And like I said, if you win this ball game, you still have an opportunity to compete and win your division. But if you lose, your season, I don't want to say it's done. Oh. Mathematically speaking, it's not done, but it kind of is.
Yeah. Well, it certainly will be to a lot of our fan base and certainly to this radio host. Hey, man, it's our man Brian McFadden with us, guys. Check out his podcast, All Things Covered, with his buddy Patrick Peterson. We're here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Speaking of corners, we blitzed. We got more aggressive. And the corners kind of handled their business. You know, McConkey had some success, and they shut it down in the second half against the Chargers. Problem was, B, as Carl pointed out, two really good wide receivers, Addison and Jefferson, a good tight end. Our corners look, I don't know how much you got to see of the game on Sunday. They were flopping like salmon out there. We had guys looking like they were on ice skates. Mm. Is that just proof that, you know, sometimes you can blitz or maybe you're just better off playing that zone coverage?
It's proof two things could be true, honestly. And I think the Falcons cornerback-wise, the secondary, they just had a bad game. They had a bad game at the wrong time. And if you're going to have a bad game, you would rather be against an offense like the Chargers where they don't have legit go-getters at the wide receiver position. But the Minnesota Vikings, when you're playing against Jordan Jefferson, Jordan Addison, who was a first-rounder, T.J. Hockenson, that's not the game you want to have a wrong game with. And it looked bad. It really looked bad. But Atlanta, secondary, you have a great opportunity to get right back get back on the right foot against the Raiders. The Raiders are not good at all. They don't do anything well. The only thing they do well is throwing to Brock Bowers. That's it. So you have an opportunity to correct your wrongs. So to your point, when you do blitz, you got to understand you don't have any help. And when you blitz, somebody has to get home to put pressure on the quarterback. But this is a game, man, you got to throw that film out of the building because it was so bad, especially on the defensive side, and just focus all your attention on Monday, because Monday is like a Game 7 situation. You know, you win, you keep going. You lose, you go home. And that should be the mentality for the entire team getting ready for the Raiders.
Who's the best team in the NFC? Is it the Eagles? Is it the Lions? Or is it the Vikings?
That's a great question. Oh. You know what? I'll side with Philly right now. And the reason why, guys, is because Detroit defense, they're dealing with so many injuries. It's almost like every week they lose a guy. But they've been finding a way to get over that hurdle. But I think when you get close to playoff time, when you get into the playoffs, those losses will surface more than anything. But then when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, it's like watching an episode of The Young and the Restless. It's a soap opera. Like, they got drama, but they're a winning team. Like, I don't understand the issue with Philly. When things are going good, they just find a way to create some type of negative pub associated with the team. And, of course, I'm talking about, you know, A.J. Brown feeling some type of way with his quarterback and Jalen Hurts, who, from what I've heard, they was close homeboys, and for whatever reason, they're not as close anymore. That's not – you don't want to have that type of stuff surface. But I'll side with Philly because they have the healthier defense. And, of course, you know, when you look at the balance they have on the offensive side, even though they're not throwing the football well, those type of things can travel in terms of playoff ball.
By the way, speaking of the Eagles taking on the Steelers, a grade 2 hamstring strain for Pickens, and obviously he's been loving life since Russell Wilson took over QB. I mean, do the Steelers have the most total package because of the defense as opposed to the Ravens who don't have defense? The Chiefs, I mean, could the Steelers be there in the AFC Championship?
Oh, no question. No question, Mike Carter. The thing about the Steelers, and I'm not being biased with my take here, but I just want you guys to listen to me. In terms of the total package being a complete team, right, their offense has really performed in a great way in terms of throwing or running. The offensive line has done a great job. You talked about the defense. Between both teams and the Ravens and the Chiefs, the Pittsburgh Steelers have the best defense. I think that would be the consensus, right? And then in terms of another key element in towards being successful in postseason is special teams. We know Justin Tucker. Heck, he caused me a fantasy opportunity to get into the playoffs. I still feel some type of way with Justin Tucker. If I see him, I might want to fight him because missing field goals got me out of my fantasy league in the playoffs. He's been inconsistent. You know, you look at the injuries to Harrison Buckner for the Kansas City Chiefs in terms of their kicker. Chris Boswell is the best kicker in the league. And you guys know playoff football, it always usually comes down to a possession. It's a close-scoring game. The Steelers have the best special teams unit, not just in the AFC, but in the NFL. So those things are very, very important to why I believe when you look at all three teams, any given Sunday in playoff football, the Steelers can come out on top.
I want to ask you kind of a weird question because nobody's talking about them. I think the Rams are dangerous. And they are a team right now that nobody's discussing. Tell me your thoughts on this Rams team, man.
No question. No question. When the Rams were down bad in early October, I said, I can care less. I still believe in the Rams. And the reason why is because they have the best coach in the NFC, in my opinion. I think Sean McVay is the best coach in the NFC. I understand Dan Campbell's done a phenomenal job. You know, Kevin O'Connell. I'm still taking Sean McVay because he can do more with less. And to your point, they're finally healthy.
Yeah.
They are finally healthy. Think about this. Of course, with their offense, you know, Matthew Stafford continues to impress us. But then let's look at the young studs on the defensive side.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I don't know if there's been an organization in the National Football League that have been able to draft young guys in and instantly get their best and be able to do so for the length of the entire football season. Jerry Verse, Braden Fisk, Brian Young. I mean, you got so many young guns, young studs on their defense that is playing highlight football. And to your point, their division is still wide open because, yes, Seattle is 8-5 right now. Seattle got Green Bay coming to town,
right,
and they still have to play the Rams to finish off. The Rams is a very, very scary team because of how good they're coached and their preparation. So to your point, no question, if they can get into the playoffs, remember last year now, they got into the playoffs and it was a one-possession loss to Detroit on the road. So if they can get into the playoffs, they're not afraid. They can really cause some damage.
All right, big man. We'll talk more about the Falcons next week. Hopefully we're talking about a dub. The Raiders, by the way, the third most points given up in the NFL. They average just a tick under 28 points a game.
Can we score?
Carl, you say you hope we talk about a dub. You bet. We better.
I know.
We better.
I'm with you. B, thank you so much, man. Follow him and have a great week, man.
Thank you.